I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on October 14th, 2019. Perl 6 has been renamed after Larry Wall gave his blessing to the change. There's been a long-running discussion in the Perl community about whether to rename the latest version, both to acknowledge that its functionality is very different than its predecessor, but also to attract new users, many of whom see Perl 5 as an obsolete scripting language. Larry Wall, who created Perl back in 1987, threw his weight behind the proposed change, and the project has renamed itself to Raku today. AWS has unveiled bare metal ARM instances in their compute cloud. A year after introducing their A1 ARM-powered EC2 instances, Amazon is now offering a bare metal version of its product across 8 different regions. The change allows users to install a variety of Linux distributions now, and different applications onto these instances that perform better on bare metal hardware versus a virtualized environment. Google has announced a new USB-C Titan security key. The FIDO-compliant device will be compatible with not just Android, but also other main operating systems. But it's possible you may need to add a new UDEV rule to get it to function under some Linux distributions. The keys are based on the same Google-engineered firmware that they used in their existing USB-A and Bluetooth products, but unlike those, will not support NFC. Retailing at $40 a piece from the Google Store, the new keys will be available to U.S. customers tomorrow. Girls Who Code has been awarded IBM's first $50,000 open source community grant. IBM has announced the new quarterly grant that aims to, quote, promote nonprofits that are dedicated to education, inclusiveness, and skill building for women, underrepresented minorities, and underserved communities, end quote. The award consists of $25,000 in cash and then the same value in cloud credits. The organization that won the inaugural award, Girls Who Code, runs after-school and summer coding courses that have been attended by 185,000 female students so far, with 50% from historically underrepresented groups. And our final story today, a new version of OnionShare makes it easy for anyone to publish an anonymous and uncensorable website. OnionShare started life as a simple-to-use tool that let you anonymously send files over the Tor network, and then it later picked up the ability to also receive files. Well, with the latest release, the program now allows you to fully host a static website from a local computer that will only be accessible to users on the Tor network and, as such, anonymous and uncensorable. And some nice-to-have features, such as basic HTTP authentication, are supported, and OnionShare can create a persistent address for your website that remains the same even when you reboot the hardware it's running on. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/26. We'll be back tomorrow.